على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. Today's topic will be the beginning of our talk regarding the third pillar of Islam, and that is the zakat, or giving the obligatory charity. The zakat is the third pillar of Islam after the prayers and the shahada, the witness to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And establishing the salat, which is the second pillar, and the third pillar, which is giving the zakat. Now, giving the zakat is always attached to establishing the salat in Quran. أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish the prayers and give the due charity or the zakat, which shows the importance of this obligation, and that is to give the zakat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said, I have been ordered to fight the people until they say La ilaha illallah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and establish the prayers and give the zakat. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have emphasized the fact that the people will not be submitting fully to Islam if they do not give the zakat, and that if they insist on not giving the zakat, then they deserve to be fought and killed. Of course, we know that after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some people refused to pay the zakat. They said, we were paying it to the Prophet, and after his death we will not pay it to anyone. Of course, they were completely wrong about this, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was the first Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, strongly emphasized that they must give the zakat, and he insisted that he will fight them until they give the zakat. And he said, I will fight them even if they insist on not giving a small thing that they were giving to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, I will fight those who differentiate between zakat and salat. In other words, they say, we establish the salat, but we don't want to give the zakat. So he said, I will fight those who make a difference between establishing the prayers and giving the zakat. He said, there is no difference. Just like those who refuse to make salat deserve to be fought and killed, similarly, those who refuse to pay the zakat deserve the same thing. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that Mu'adh, one of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me to Yemen, and he told me that you will be coming across the people of the book, Jews or Christians, so call them to the testification that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that I am the Messenger of Allah. So if they accept that, then tell them that Allah have ordered them to make the five obligatory prayers each day and night. And if they obey that, then tell them that Allah have made obligatory on them to give a charity, which will be taken from their rich people and given back to their poor people. And if they accept that, then be aware of their special wealth, the wealth that they consider special to themselves. In other words, avoid that. And be aware of the call of anyone who you do injustice to, because there is no block between that call and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, those people who have been transgressed against, or those people who have been injustice to, their call is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so everyone must be aware of their call. Now, in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing that giving the due charity, giving the obligatory zakat or the obligatory charity is the third pillar of Islam, and it is the second action after salat, which owes its great importance. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said in true hadiths that those who own the wealth such as gold or silver and they do not give their zakat, those types of wealth such as gold and silver will be brought in the day of judgment, and sheets of metal will be made out of those material, and they will be turned into fire, and the person who had this material and he did not give its zakat, he will be burned with those sheets of fire, and his forehead will be burned, and his sides will be burned, and his back will be burned, and each time those sheets cool, they will be heated again in a day which is 50,000 years long, which shows that the punishment for not giving the zakat is really severe, because this kind of punishment is before going to heavens or hellfire. So if someone who had the wealth and he was not giving the zakat for this wealth, whether it is gold or it is silver or something else, this wealth will be a punishment against him. He will be punished by this wealth. If it was gold and silver, then this gold and silver will be turned into fire, and he will be burned from this fire. And after that, after this long punishment, he will be taken either to paradise, if he deserves to go there directly, or to hellfire, if he deserves so. And they ask the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how about the camels? How about those who have camels? Do they have to give the charity from those camels? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also showed that yes, they have to do so. Then they asked him about other things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned about, for example, the cows, the cattle, and so on. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has shown that he who does not give the zakat of his wealth, this wealth will be turning to punishment for him in the Day of Judgment. Also, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam while he was sitting in the shade of Kaaba. So when he saw me, he said those who will be losing on the Day of Judgment. I told him, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those who have abundant wealth will be the losers on the Day of Judgment, except the ones who do this and this and this, meaning except the ones who give the charity from their right and their left and so on. And they are little in number. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in this hadith that those who have abundant wealth, they will be the losers, except those who give the zakat from their wealth, and they are little in number. So this is a caution against not giving zakat, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing that only a little number of those who own the wealth that they will give the zakat. Therefore, one has to be very careful not to be amongst those people, and that he should give its zakat. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has camels or cows or sheep, and he does not give the zakat of those things, then on the Day of Judgment they will come bigger and fatter, and they will be beating him with their horns, and they will be cutting him with their nails until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides their fate, either to go to paradise or to go to hellfire. So in this hadith also, it is an emphasis to the fact that one must give his zakat from any type of wealth that he has. So the Muslim has to be very careful from not giving the due charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have explained in true hadith who to give the zakat to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized giving the zakat to the needy people first of all. Now, the needy people, as I said before, are those people who do not have sufficient income which will cover their necessities. So someone might have some income, but it is not sufficient for his necessities, for his clothing, his food, his shelter, heat, air conditioning, things like that. So if he does not have sufficient income to cover his necessities, then he is in need, and he can be given from the zakat. Some people might vary in their need. Some people might be more needy than others. Of course, more needy someone is, the more deserving for the zakat he is. And one has to make sure that he gives his zakat to someone who is fit for the zakat, someone who is really needy and not anyone. Because many people give the zakat to people whom they don't know, whether they are really needy or not. So one has to make sure. Of course, if there was an institution assigned by the government to take the zakat from the Muslims and to distribute it to the needy and so on, then this will be better and this will be more organized and more sure to give the zakat to the right people, because this institute will be assigning people who will go to the families who are in need, and they will look at their needs and they will decide whether they are really needy or not. And this is much better than going by yourself and giving it to someone who you don't know. But if you are sure about someone who is really needy, then you can give him this zakat. Even if this person who deserves the zakat is someone who is a close relative. As a matter of fact, to give it to the relative has more reward, because you will be getting the reward of giving someone who is needy, and the reward of doing good to your relative, which is also something encouraged by Islam. So this is regarding one type of those who deserve the zakat, and those are the needy, or they are two types, al-fuqara and al-misakeen. So the faqir or the miskeen is the needy, and of course there is a difference. Someone is more needy than the other, but both of them are needy. Their income is not sufficient for their necessities. Of course, if you have someone who has died, for example, a mother or a father, and they had due zakat, or they had obligated on themselves by making the nadr to give the charity, then this charity should be given from her wealth, if possible. One of the companions, Jarir ibn Abdullah, radiallahu anhuma, said that we were near the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day, and some people who were needy came to us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon seeing them, he was affected by their situation, and he gave us a ceremony ordering us to give charity to those people because they looked real poor. And therefore the people started giving the charity to those people. Now this hadith is a long hadith, and inshallah I will continue it next time. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Praise be to Allah. I praise Him. Seek His forgiveness. I seek all the support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic today, inshallah, will be regarding the types of deserving people for the zakat. Who deserves the zakat? As was mentioned before, zakat is one of the pillars of Islam, and a Muslim would not be a Muslim if he denies the zakat. In other words, if he thinks that he has no obligation to give the zakat when it is due, then he is not a Muslim. And any Muslim who does not give the zakat when he is able to do so, when he is qualified to do so, then he is sinning. And as a matter of fact, he is committing a great sin, because giving the zakat is one of the pillars of Islam, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the true hadith, that the pillars of Islam are to testify that there is no one worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, to perform the obligatory prayers, to give the zakat, and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said in his book that they have been ordered, meaning all of us, only to worship Allah alone and to establish the prayers and to give the zakat. As a matter of fact, giving the zakat is always mentioned in the book of Allah with establishing the prayers, to show the great importance of giving the zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book that the charity is due for those who are in need, who are two types, fuqara and masaki. They are two different types of needy people. Both of them qualify to the description that they are needy. They don't have sufficient income for their necessities. Even they might have some sort of income, but it is not sufficient for their necessities, therefore they are needy. But one type might be poorer than the other type. So this is the meaning of fuqara and masakin. And then the third type, which is mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those who are assigned by the Muslim government to do this job, to collect the zakat from the people and to give it to those who deserve it. Those who are assigned by the Muslim government, and not anyone who does this on his own. He does not deserve the zakat. But only those who are assigned by the Muslim government to do this job are qualified to get the zakat. They are called wal-amilina alayha. The fourth type, which is mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the mu'allafati qulubuhum, or al-mu'allafati qulubuhum. Those people are two types. One type is the type of people who are given the wealth to support their faith. In other words, they might have some sort of weakness in their faith, and if they are given some of the wealth, that might encourage them towards the faith. And this is one type of this category. The other type are those people who by being given some of the zakat, they will stop doing any harm to the Muslims. If they are people who have a lot of evil and who are strong in their evil, and no one can stop them, but by giving them from the zakat, then they should be given from the zakat so that they don't harm the Muslims. Also, the fifth type, to free the slaves, those slaves who have decided to free themselves, they should be given from the zakat to support them to do so. And then the sixth type, fi sabilillah, and that is the jihad, that is the fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ibn sabil is the traveler who all of a sudden loses his wealth, and he is cut short of his necessities, so he deserves from the zakat. So these are the types which are mentioned in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning those types, he said, فَرِيضَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ, that this is an obligation assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The obligation is to give the zakat, and to give the zakat for those 8 types mentioned only, and not to go beyond this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning those 8 types, he said this is an obligation from Allah, and then he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowing, most wise, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowing of those who deserve the zakat, who deserves it and who doesn't. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise, meaning that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated us to give the zakat for those 8 types, this is based on his total wisdom, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only obligates according to his great wisdom. In other words, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to do something, or he obligates us to do something, then this obligation is for a wisdom, something that he loves, something that will be of benefit to the believers. So this is something that we must know, because this is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligates things according to his wisdom. This is according to the book of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ, who is better in his judgment, in his rule, than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those people who truly believe. So for those people who truly believe, no one will come with a better rule, a better judgment than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, anyone who believes in one way or another that there is a rule or a law or an idea which is different than the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet it is more suitable for us, then he is of the type of people who are not truly believing. They are not sure in their belief. They are doubtful in their belief, and this is against Islam completely. To be doubtful in your belief, you are not a Muslim. You have to be sure in your faith. Otherwise, your faith will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is mixed with doubts. And if someone doubts that the rule of Allah is the best for all times, then he is not a believer. So, as I said, the first two types are the fuqara and masakin. Those two types have one thing in common, and that is they don't have sufficient income for their necessities. So both of them don't receive sufficient income for their necessities, and the necessities nowadays are the food, the drink, the clothing, the electricity, the heat, and so on. Those are the necessities. If someone has an income which is not sufficient to cover his necessities, then he deserves from the zakat. But if he has sufficient income for his necessities, that is he and his family, then he does not deserve the zakat. And if he takes it, he will be sinning, because there are people who deserve the zakat, and he should not dare to take something which is not assigned for him. So this is the first type. They should be given from the zakat what is sufficient for them and their family for one full year, until the time comes for the next zakat. Also, if someone is poor, and he wants to get married, he should be given from the zakat what is sufficient for him to get married. Also, if someone wants to study the Islamic knowledge, the religious knowledge, he should be given what is sufficient for him to buy the books, for example, which are necessary. So anyone who has sufficient income should not be given the zakat, even if he asks for it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that asking, that is to ask unnecessarily, or to ask when you are not poor, to keep asking will lead to come in the day of judgment with no meat on your face, meaning that this will be the punishment for those who ask unnecessarily or who ask without actual need, that they will come in the day of judgment in such a form that is a sign of their guilt in this life, and that is they were begging and asking when they were not deserving the zakat. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that he who asks people wealth and money for the sake of growing his wealth, then he is only asking fire or fire stones. So let him ask as much as he wants. In other words, if you are asking for fire stones in the day of judgment, then go ahead and ask as much as you want in this life. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing that those who ask when they are not in true need, they are actually gaining something which will be very bad in the day of judgment, and that is firestones. They will be punished with fire in the day of judgment. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand means the hand which gives. Someone who gives the zakat and who gives the charity. And the lower hand means the hand which takes. So in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing very clearly that those who give the zakat and charity are better than those who receive the zakat and charity. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about zakat that there should be no share for someone who is not in need, and for someone who is strong enough to earn. So anyone who is strong enough to earn, then he should not be given from the zakat. He should be earning for himself. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.